You think all our money looks pretend? Yeah, we got Bryan Adams. Hey, you got Bruce Springsteen. But we can drink in bars when we're just 19. You got Brad Pitt, but we got Keanu Reeves. But we got the best lake fishing, you best believe. Yeah, you make fun of us because we spell color with you.
Craig, I don't know where you get your education about what Canada is like, but Matt Douglas, my co-worker, turned me on to the Tim Hicks song, talking about stronger beer and all sorts of other things. And then, unbeknownst to me, a couple days later, arriving on my desk is the book, The Canada Land Guide to Canada, put together by Jesse Brown, who is a journalist and a public irritant, at least according to this bio part here. Canada is in the midst of their sesquicentennial. And here to talk about that and all about the guide to Canada is Jesse Brown. Good morning, Jesse. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Good morning. Good to be here.
And also, after your book arrived, I got a CD on my desk from Kiefer Sutherland, who I now discover is Canadian as well. So there is a little bit of a Canada air that is taking place. And sometimes on a good day, our radio signal reaches Canada as well over across Lake Erie. The first thing I wanted to ask you about your book is, have you heard from Drake? Has he contacted you at all?
Well, you know, when we put him on the cover hugging a moose, I kind of hoped that he would get in touch. You know, I'm pretty busy. Maybe I missed the message. I'm sure it'll come anytime now.
Tell me a little bit about this book, putting this together. You always you have the podcast, the number one Canadian podcast, Canada Land. What made you decide, okay, I need to put this into a book form?
I think it's a reaction to the fact that this Canadian image, the world's nice guys, you know, we're just this very polite, kind, inoffensive, benign people, America's hat. And as the world goes crazy, good old stable Canada is has this very pretty prime minister, and we haven't lost our sanity, we're the nice guys. And I don't think it's true. And I don't think selling ourselves as being so boring is true. The fact is, we're actually pretty interesting because we're not as nice and kind as we think we are. And if you actually take a close look at it, the country gets a whole lot more interesting, and we can poke some of these myths.
So what are some of these scandals or, you know, those folks that have been put out of the history book, so to speak?
I think a big one is in a modern context, people think of Canada and they think of our beautiful wildlife, nature, mountains, forests. And you wouldn't know that we are one of the world's worst polluters. And we have the Alberta oil sands. We are pumping out this this bitumen, this peanut butter-like goo that we have to refine into oil. It's a very dirty process. And, you know, if you think about it, not only do we get to sell the oil, but as the globe heats up, Canada gets a lot more pleasant. Canadians love climate change. That's our dirty secret.
Wow. And what about I guess the politeness of the people. Are you really as polite, and is it as clean as we think it is?
Well, you know, we are polite. We do say sorry a lot. That stereotype is true. But there's a difference between kindness and politeness. You know, when I'm in the States, especially down south, people are really kind. They really want to talk. They really want to. Or even if I'm in, you know, in New York City, people are brusque and they're aggressive, but they're friendly and they help you out. Canada, we don't really look each other in the eye. We say sorry a lot because we keep bumping into each other. So we've got good manners, but are we actually all that kind?
I'm looking at a picture that's basically a caricature on the inside and back cover as well of a lot of different people. Can you describe who I might be looking at? And at some point, tell me about the naked man wearing the hockey mask. I don't know how you want to work that into a story. You know?
Well, you know, we've got Mayor Rob Ford, the late Mayor Rob Ford of Toronto. He's having some beers with Johnny McDonald, who is the very drunk founding father of Canada, blackout drunk. Our George Washington was just a terrible alcoholic, much like our deceased Mayor Ford. You've got Don Cherry, who is this rather loud and often racist national hero, who's a big sports personality, hockey announcer. The man in the hockey mask, I don't know if I should tell you about that, because, you know, in the States, one thing that I can say for you guys is that you really cherish your freedom of speech, and you can make fun of anybody you want. in America. We have stricter rules about it, and that's why we had to publish this book in America so we could get around them. So we originally didn't have that hockey mask on the naked man. But, you know, we got away with a lot of stuff in this book. That's one thing we had to hand over to our legal team, and so we put the hockey mask on them.
You do really have some sort of rules on what you can publish?
Oh, yeah. I mean, from our copyright rules to our libel rules, it is a totally different system here. So it comes as a surprise to a lot of Americans because, I mean, making fun of powerful, rich people is, I think, one of the most wonderful things about America. We grew up reading and watching your material, your comedy. I grew up reading everything from Mad Magazine to Spy, Saturday Night Live. Nothing was sacred. But here, if you watch our comedy shows, you know, it's a lot of comedians palling around with politicians, not a lot of biting satire or criticism.
What are Canadians' general feelings on people from the U.S. coming to Canada for vacation, to stay for a while or maybe work there?
I think we've got a really conflicted relationship with Americans. We are so pleased whenever you remember that we even exist. You know, we spend so much time watching you guys, and we have the feeling that you don't spend much time thinking about us. So whenever Americans talk about they're going to move to Canada or they want to come visit Canada, we feel very validated by that. But at the same time, I think we have a fear of invasion, of American invasion that goes back a very long time. So we haven't quite worked it out yet.
We're talking today with Jesse Brown, who is the host of the number one Canadian podcast, Canada Land. How many Canadian podcasts are there, by the way? Not to diminish your number one ranking. I just wondered what other people are doing in Canada related to podcasts out there.
Oh, there are a bunch. It's pretty much like anything else in Canada. We have a tenth of the population, so if you just remove a digit from anything American, that's pretty much the Canadian number.
The book is called The Canada Land Guide to Canada. Do you resent so many Canadians leaving Canada and making success in the United States, or do you look at them just as Canadians stealing our riches?
Oh, I'm very happy to have a bunch of secret Canadians infiltrating your country. We have this little game up here where we count them, you know, when we play a little bar game. Did you know that Alan Thicke's Canadian? We go on and on like that. I think we have a harder time with people who stay in Canada. We kind of get it when people leave. We go, yeah, that's a good call.
Well, the Cleveland Cavaliers have Tristan Thompson, a Canadian. They're taking on the Raptors, doing a job with them. They'll be going up to Canada. We got the Indians coming through to Toronto as well, so we'll be having a lot of Canadian talks here at the station over the next couple of weeks as well. But Canadians are all about hockey, right? I mean, that's if you talk hockey, you can ingratiate yourself with a Canadian.
This is why I'm not a real Canadian. I fail that test every time. But, yeah, it's an obsession here for sure.
What else you got in this book that might be of interest to folks here in the States?
Well, this book is written for Americans. This is the guide. I mean, don't even think about moving to Canada before you read this. And if you think that Canada is that nice country, this is the book to read. So it's everything from challenging the notion that we have this beautiful, pristine, natural wonderland, that we take care of our nature. That's not true. You'll learn in this book about how Canada is actually a major arms exporter. We're selling these tanks to Saudi Arabia. They're being used to kill people in Yemen. So we talk about the political system in Canada. We've got three parties that are all basically in the exact place in the political spectrum. So, you know, we're almost a functioning democracy. And just weird stuff, like it is illegal in Canada to startle the Queen. You can go to jail for 14 years if you surprise the Queen of England.
Wow. What about your wildlife? You know, on the cover, you've got Drake cuddling with a moose. You even had something here that was a proper way to hit a moose with a car. How can you give, what tips can you, we're dealing with deer down here, which is nothing like a moose, but what can you give us as far as tips related to that?
Oh, this is just an instruction manual for how moose work. It's not anything. There's nothing you can do when you hit a moose with a car. Moose are proof that God hates Canadians. It's a huge, massive, smelly, furry, bulky body on legs that are like toothpicks that end right where a car's grill makes impact. So this thing is designed with a brain the size of an orange. It freezes when it sees headlights. It just crumples, and the torso just enters your windshield. Your body is impaled by antlers, and you die, and that's how moose work.
The other sentence they've asked me to ask, what is Quebec? Or Quebec? How do I want to pronounce it? And where? What is it?
You pronounce it very carefully, lest you offend Quebecers. Quebec is a very, very strange place. It's a very unique place in North America. You've got kind of a wonderful province of people who it feels a lot more like Europe than it does North America. And they're dead set on not being like the rest of us, and they succeed. It's a very strange place. They've got a very strange relationship with the Catholic Church. All of the swear words in Quebec are based on Catholic symbols, like the chalice. This is the equivalent of the filthiest words you could say in English. They have a very strange relationship. They can't decide if they want to leave Canada or stay. And they have a delicious cuisine that is mostly like beans and pork and French fries with gravy and cheese. It's designed if you're a lumberjack or if you're a fur trapper. No one really does that kind of work anymore in Quebec City or Montreal, but they still eat like that. It's a fascinating place. Nothing works. I lived in Montreal for 10 years. I love it.
I traveled up to Canada to visit some people that had a house on a lake. It was in Plevna, I think is the name of it was. And all I remember is when we were crossing in, over by Niagara Falls, the guy asked us, why do you want to go to Plevna? Whether that I just said.
Very suspicious.
Yes,
very
right,
suspicious.
Exactly. I said, well, because there are people there. The book is called Canada Land. By the way, Canada Land, I'm going to keep that in case I got in a Scrabble game, because that I could use up a lot of N's and A's and D's in my words there. The Canada Land Guide to Canada, put together by Jesse Brown. You had some other folks that were helping you put this together. What's been the response so far from this book? I know it's just recently came out.
Well, it's already a bestseller, but I think I'm going to lose my citizenship over this. We are not supposed to tell you about all these things. This is supposed to be a secret within Canada.
Well, I appreciate for this handy-dandy guide. So the next time I visit Canada, I will have a little bit of a different insight than just the travel and tourism folks want me to know about. And happy sesquicentennial, by the way.
I can't pronounce it either, but thank you very much.
Thanks very much. Jesse Brown, our guest this morning. Appreciate your time, Jesse. Thank you.
Thank you.